Now, did you find it difficult to get up this morning? Well, today was not only one of the coldest mornings of the year, but it's also the shortest. The sun didn't rise until 7 a.m. and in Australia's coldest capital until 7:42 a.m. And it'll set pretty soon at about 4:53, which is going to make it the shortest day of the year. But what exactly is the winter solstice and why does it happen? Well, we've got an expert on the line. We've got Dr. Andrew Jacob from Sydney Observatory. He's the astronomer and curator at the Museum of Applied Arts and Sciences as well. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Really interesting. It just sort of this day always makes me think, oh, summer, it's just around the corner because we're going uphill back up to the longer days of summer. But of course, winter solstice means we're right in the thick of winter. What exactly does it mean?
There's probably three ways that we think about it, three different definitions that are pretty common. One is the normal definition that most people would use. The winter solstice is the shortest day of the year, shortest period between sunrise and sunset. Mm-hmm. And you get the longest night as well, and vice versa in the summer, of course. So that's a sort of common version of what the solstice is these days. Astronomically, we can be a bit more precise. Mm-hmm. Astronomically, if we think of the view from the Earth, I'll try and put a picture here for radio, we see the sun gradually working its way during the year through all the constellations of the zodiac. And the sun will move from the southern hemisphere of the sky into the northern hemisphere at some point. That happens around about the March equinox. Right. When the sun reaches its most northerly point in the sky, the most northerly point against the background constellations, that's the solstice, and that happens to be a point in time, a single point in time, not just a day. Mm. And that point in time was at 2:24 this afternoon. So That solstice astronomically is that point in time and the point on the map of the sky where the sun reaches its most northerly point.
Right.
And there's another one as well, actually, just to make it even more complicated. The word solstice actually derives from the ancient view of the sky, a ground-based view of the sky, without understanding that the Earth is orbiting the sun, or the sun, mm-hmm. or the sun's right. The Earth is orbiting, spinning, and so on. So the sun appears to rise. It's as if you're on the Earth. You see the sun rising, moving up into the sky, which we know doesn't really happen. But if you watch it through the course of the year, say from March through to now, you would notice that at sunrise, the sun steps northward along the horizon each day.
Yeah.
So each day it's a little further north, a little further north, a little further north. But at this time of the year, that northward progression slows down and stops.
Right.
So the sun comes to a standstill, or the sunrise point comes to a standstill. So the solstitium was the Latin phrase for that. It means sun standstill, and we have rephrased that into solstice.
So they would have noticed that, you know, that the sun was moving back then. Like, how would they work that out? Just sort of by tree or markings or whatever?
you could do it by trees, yeah. Stick in the ground to line up with something, maybe just from your front door of whatever you're living in.
Sure.
Whatever place you're living, you could look out and see the sun's movement against the hills in the background. Back then, people were, I think, a lot more in touch with the natural cycles that were going on. I mean, that sort of fed them and kept them alive. They had to know about those natural cycles. And watching and seeing the sun rise and seeing the sun set over the course of the year would have been a really familiar thing for everybody. These days, we're sometimes indoors or off driving a car somewhere, and so we don't notice those sunrise and sunset times so much.
But I guess they work these out because there's a whole bunch of religious festivals on the solstice, the winter and summer solstice around the world.
Yeah.
What sort of significance do you think it's got for cultural and religious reasons?
It does have a lot because of this turning point. It's considered a turning point in the year, change.
Mm.
It's a natural point in the year in terms of the sun's rising position, the sun's position in the sky, which you can measure. If you use the right instruments or look at the horizon, you can measure these turning points.
Ah.
And this one represents the shortest day when we turn to have now longer days as we progress through the year, and then the equinoxes are two other turning points. We've got equal day and equal night, so there's a balance in there.
Mm-hmm.
So ancient people certainly noticed this sort of thing and would notice the balance around the equinoxes and then the change to short days at this time of year. And from now on, the progression to longer days and warmer temperatures and spring time on its way. This idea of turning points, renewal, rejuvenation comes up a lot through history. And so the modern festival's a continuation of those ideas.
Yeah, that's fantastic. What's your, Australia doesn't sort of start our seasons on the solstice, where I believe other, northern hemisphere countries do, where this would be like the official first day of winter. But we start our winter, in the beginning of the month. What's your thoughts on that?
It's interesting. I'm not sure where our Australian definition of having winter start at the beginning of June. I'm not sure where that comes from.
Mm.
It may be a historical thing. My my predecessor here, Dr. Nick Lom, mentioned on a lovely blog post at the observatory site that there was a tradition for the military in early colonial Australia to change their uniforms, and they would do that at the beginning of June.
Right.
They'd change into their winter uniforms. And sitting in Sydney, I'm not sure about other parts of Australia, but sitting in Sydney, I reckon I pretty much go into winter clothes, certainly by beginning of June. I'm not hanging around till June the 21st, changing my winter clothing.
No.
So I reckon it's pretty well winter by the time we get to June.
I think so.
Even late May is getting pretty cool. And summer, yeah, look, December, January and February pretty much makes sense for our summer.
Yeah.
Maybe other parts of Australia have a different range of seasons and temperatures.
Mm.
And the Indigenous people have their multiple seasons
sure.
through the year as well.
Well, to celebrate the solstice, you actually have an event on that you're being a part of tomorrow morning at Elizabeth Bay House. Can you tell us about this?
Yeah, I can. It's a lovely joint activity between Sydney Living Museums
mm-hmm.
and the Museum of Applied Arts and Sciences and Sydney Observatory. So that event, there's still a few tickets left if people want to jump online to the Sydney Living Museum's website, mm-hmm. pick up a few tickets. We get there before dawn. We open up the doors to the house, and I'll present a little bit of a talk about what we're expecting. I'll try and take people back into the past to feel or imagine what it would be like to be an ancient person looking for the solstice, to try and get an idea of why it's so important and why it was such a significant thing in the past. And then sun rises, and we get a beautiful light coming right down through the front door of Elizabeth Bay House, lights up right through the house, and it is aligned. It's definitely aligned with that sunrise, and we can see the light and the shadow coming through. The question always is it intentional? Was it intentional of Maclay or his architect Verge to make the house aligned with that winter solstice? And we have a bit of a discussion about that. A bit of a tea as well.
Sounds breakfast fantastic. Well, I hope it's sunny tomorrow morning for you and there's no cloud or rain because that would not be as fun not having the sun coming through.
Definitely not. No, we're hoping for nice clear weather. We've got a nice, beautiful morning this morning. We're hoping for another one tomorrow morning.
Well, hope so. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER. It's really interesting to hear about that, especially today as we've just passed the solstice just like a couple of hours ago. But thank you so much for joining us on 2SER.
Thank you.
Cheers. That was Dr. Andrew Jacob. He's a curator and astronomer at the Museum of Applied Arts and Sciences and also works as an assistant at the Sydney Observatory. And as you mentioned, there is an event on tomorrow morning at Elizabeth Bay House. If you go to sydneylivingmuseums.com.au, you can find out a bit of info about that there.